Pilot Andre Borschberg, alone in his aircraft, flew for 5 days and nights over the Pacific, the longest leg in his team's around-the-world journey. He and his flying partner, Andre Picard, took turns piloting their one-of-a-kind aircraft, the Solar Impulse, on a 26,000-mile circumnavigation of the globe, powered entirely by the sun. The success of their mission carries hope and some object lessons for a clean energy future. The story of the Solar Impulse is told in a documentary being given its premiere this weekend at the Hawaii International Film Festival. The film is called Point of No Return, and Andre is with us in our studio. Hi, Andre. Thanks for coming in.
It's a great pleasure to be back, I tell you.
This project, flying a solar-powered plane around the world, required a great deal of commitment and a great deal of innovation, yeah?
Commitment, perseverance, believing that it was possible, because when we started, and this is 13 years ago with my partner Bertrand Picard, we were told to build an airplane of the size of a 747 that would not weigh more than the weight of a car was impossible, told by the aviation industry. So we had to find our own solutions, we had to find our own way, build up our team to make it possible. But we believe there was a solution. That's the reasons why we started.
Why didn't that discourage you? I mean, these were the experts you talked to, right?
I think I like to contradict sometimes people, and it's extremely stimulating when someone tells you it's not going to work. You know, if you do something easy, I don't think you get a lot of energy. But on the other side, you have to be ready to face obstacles. You may have failures. You have to understand that you learn from these failures. That's a way to move forward and not to be discouraged by it. And I think this was the most important learning I had during the first part until we got the airplane flying.
The plane had to be light enough to be powered by solar. And yet it had to be strong enough to withstand a trip around the world. And the question is, are the materials available that have that combination of lightness and strength?
It had to be efficient, energy efficient. Yeah, that's a bit the same way as, you know, when we look at our world, we always think about producing more and more energy instead of trying to think, how can I better use the energy I have available? Maybe better insulate my home. Have cars who use less gasoline, better aerodynamic, whatever the solution. And to make this airplane fly with the sun only, and you have to realize that's the first airplane which can fly forever. I flew 5 days because, you know, not longer, not because the airplane couldn't make it, but because I was tired, and maybe because the weather was deteriorating over the United States. So to make it feasible, this airplane had to be very energy efficient, meaning very light, very good aerodynamic, electric motors, because electric motors are much more efficient than combustion engine. And all these solutions that we have in this airplane, you can use them as well. It's not something which was developed for space, extremely costly. No, these are solutions, technologies that you can use in your home, that people will use in the cars to make our world more energy efficient and therefore producing less CO2.
Whenever I hear about projects that are extremely energy efficient, you can't help but reflect on how wasteful our ways of producing energy have been to date, that we locked into fossil fuel a long time ago, and even as technology advances, haven't moved out of it. Part of that's a state of mind, isn't it, Andre?
Very much so, and I think that's really what is well shown in the movie. Is this, which kind of spirit do you need to build up and to get to your destination? Which kind of attitude you have to develop? And very often, you know, in our world, people will tell you it's not going to work, it's impossible, because we don't want to change the way we do things. I hope that this project, and I think the movie shows it extremely well, is an inspiration for people that the impossible is possible.
It's even beyond the whole question of clean energy, because I think a lot of us talk ourselves out of trying to do things, right? Oh, that's just not going to work. I'm not up to that.
You know, think about where we are here in Hawaii. We have a lot of sun. We have trade winds. We have geothermal energy underground, but we still use a lot of fuel and gas to produce the energy we need.
More than any other state.
More than any other state.
Far more.
And the technologies are available. So we have to bring basically the system to shift slowly to this new solution, which will make the price of energy cheaper also for the user here on the island. So it's a win-win strategy.
Well, something's keeping that from developing more quickly than it has, and maybe it takes, you know, your project makes me think it sometimes takes an outsider to shake things up.
Very often so, yes. If you look at the car industry, the automobile industry in Detroit always told us that building electric cars was not attractive. We had to wait. Then a software specialist, Elon Musk, demonstrated that it's possible, it's feasible, and now everybody is trying to follow on his path. So again, in fact, it's an outsider. It's difficult to change the way we do things. You know, when you are successful in a direction, think about Kodak. Kodak invented the numerical photography technology.
Yeah.
But they went bankrupt because they kept selling films.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult to get out of the path we know well. And if we can trigger, and I hope the movie also will help to do this, if we can trigger thoughts. If we can change maybe a little bit the attitude towards the potential of change, I think that would be an extraordinary reward for everyone who has worked in this project.
I really think that attitude is the key, Andre. It certainly was the key in what you and Bertrand got off the ground, literally got off the ground.
Yeah, that's true. And but you know, when we arrived here, also we were so welcomed by a lot of people, the airport, of course. The authorities, the University of Hawaii, who gave us the possibility to use the hangar to protect the airplane on the airport. So I'm sure, you know, with these people, we'll be able to change.
Well, maybe Hawaii is a good place to innovate after all, Andre. Thanks very much for talking with us.
It's a great pleasure, and I think it's important to tell everyone that on Sunday we'll show the premiere of this movie. I'll be there, so we could continue the discussions we have now with everyone present during this premiere.
Thanks, Andre. Andre Birchberg is the pilot and co-founder with Bertrand Piccard of the Solar Impulse Project. Its story is told in the documentary Point of No Return, which screens Sunday, November 5th at 5:15, and Thursday, November 9th at 2:45 at Dole Cannery, part of the Hawaii International Film Festival.